More red ink.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Unbridled pessimism. That's how one stockbroker in Asia described today's sell-off. The markets in Japan and Hong Kong both fell about 5%. European shares have started off lower as well. Investors are responding to what happened on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow had its worst day in about a year after we learned the service sector had a terrible performance in January. The Dow lost 370 points to 12,265. All 30 Dow stocks lost value. The S&P 500 fell 44 to 1336. The NASDAQ was down 73 points to 2309. The NASDAQ has lost 13% so far this year. Today, the luxury home builder Toll Brothers reports how things are going, orders for the last 3 months. We might see a 25% drop compared to a year ago. But as far as home builders go, Toll Brothers is in good shape. Here's Steve Tripoli.
Toll Brothers is a bit of an exception to most other big home builders. That's according to John McManus at the industry magazine Big Builder. He says Toll isn't choking on excess land like many others, and the company's concentrated in relatively healthy housing markets. McManus says that's not the case for many of the top 100.
These companies hired too many people, and they paid too much for additional lots to build on and got ahead of themselves in terms of what they could manage if things were to suddenly hit a wall.
The wall's been hit, and McManus sees a terrible year ahead.
You're going to see defaults and eventually bankruptcies occur in that group.
How many of the top 100 do you think are going down?
Well, I'd say probably one in three.
McManus says survivors will be those who aren't wallowing in debt they can't pay with homes that aren't selling. He says those companies may even gain market share once a lengthy shakeout ends. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
In New York City, it's Fashion Week. Usually the clothes being displayed on the runway don't show up in the stores for months. But one of the classic brands is trying a new approach this year. Lisa Napoli explains.
Halston is going off the rack, way off the rack. The classic fashion house has cut a deal to offer some of the pieces it's showing off in New York this week, available at an online retailer now instead of next fall.
The day dress. The jersey shirt dress is a Halston classic. Versatile, trans-seasonal, and effortlessly sophisticated.
And not cheap. $1,500. But retail analyst Marshall Cohen of NPD Group says the price isn't the point. What's new is that you can pick up this spendy schmata so soon after its debut.
We're seeing the market try to speed up their process, their production cycle, to try to get the product to the consumer at a much quicker pace.
Industry lingo for this trend is speed to market. Cohen says it's not just a way to beat the copycats, but to help fashionistas get some runway action faster than you can say fabulous. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
The New England Patriots weren't the only Super Bowl losers. Las Vegas lost a record amount of money, $2.6 million. The only other time the casinos have lost on the Super Bowl was 1995 when the 49ers blew out the Chargers. Apparently, a lot of bettors took the underdog Giants straight up to win instead of messing with the point spread. And the casinos got clobbered.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Siemens. From strengthened urban infrastructures to sustainable environmental solutions to advanced healthcare technology, Siemens' 70,000 U.S. employees are providing solutions for America. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
Immigration has been one of the top issues in the election so far, especially on the Republican side. Of course, issue number one has been the slowing economy. Commentator Will Wilkinson says there's a connection between the two.
Ask two different economists and you'll get three different answers about whether or not the U.S. economy is about to enter a recession. However things pan out, now's a great time to contemplate what scholars have learned about the consequences of recession. sustained economic slowdown is more than a pain in the pocketbook. If recession drags on too long, it can poison a nation's moral climate. In his 2005 book, The Moral Dimensions of Economic Growth, Harvard economist Benjamin M. Friedman shows that time and again, economic expansion has fostered greater opportunity, tolerance, social mobility, and a concern for fairness, while economic contraction has gone hand in hand historically with xenophobia, self-defeating trade protectionism, and the political persecution of minorities. When the economic pie is expanding, and most of us are enjoying rising standards of living, we tend to feel optimistic, expansive, magnanimous. When jobs are thick on the ground and living is easy, we're most likely to feel there's enough for everybody. Racial equality in the U.S. has most often made strides when poor whites have felt that they had the least to lose from the economic advance of blacks, that is, during periods of growth. But when the economy starts to shrink and we feel we're stalling or sliding backwards, we become all too ready to consolidate our own advantages, to slam the gates of opportunity and bolt them behind us. It's no accident that new immigrants are least welcome when citizens sense they're fighting for shares of a shrinking pie. In protracted recessions, the divide between us and them sharpens, and Democratic majorities can turn ugly. Thankfully, there's no reason to expect the coming recession, if one is coming at all, to last long enough to test the limits of liberal tolerance. This is just the mild bottom of the business cycle's pendulum swing. But the prospect of recession should remind us of the dangers of decline, and it should remind us to be grateful for the less tangible gifts of growth.
Will Wilkinson is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute in Washington. For a link to his blog, visit our website, marketplace.org. In China, they're ringing in the new year this week. 2008 is the year of the rat. Feng Shui masters say the rat is a symbol of money to the earth industry. One master says so property, mining, and gold are things to invest in. Another one says the rat will become aggressive at the tail end of the year. No idea what that means. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gal. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.